BlakeRadio.com. The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio, breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Just in case you've forgotten,
the boss is back.
Triple H is my favorite wrestler.
You were an ass long before I made one out of you.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Timmy. What's your name again?
Timmy.
Mace.
You go to hell. You go to hell and you die. I'm going to find out who you are. God damn it.
Omega.
God damn it. How come every time I think of something clever, the Simpsons already did?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Respect my authority.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Joe. I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Hey, this is former WWE Superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That kid, you dig that? The kid!
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We just got done with WCW Starrcade.
Woohoo! Up next, World War III. All right!
Yeah! Can't wait!
It's exciting!
Oh, it's WWE Survivor Series, the quote-unquote biggest Survivor Series of all time, which is why they charge nothing to watch it. And we have a lot of opinions about this show. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
I can't wait for WCW Nitro tomorrow night with Tony Giovanni and Bobby the Brain Heenan. Yeah!
I know.
Is it the Spring Break Spectacular? Wait, no, it's middle of winter.
No.
God damn it. Surprisingly enough, that was the one episode of WCW I loved every year because you knew somebody was going in that pool.
The year Nash and Hall went into the pool thanks to the Giant.
That was voluntarily. Nash did a bomb dive into it. He was so happy to do it.
Exactly.
Mind you, they were drunk at the time, but...
Well, yeah, they were in spring break. Duh.
And, of course, the one man that's still waiting for someone to pick up on the WCW hotline, the one and only Tim Stein.
I'm disappointed as hell.
Mean Gene still hasn't answered your question?
I have not... I'm disappointed. I did not get to see the NWO.
Shh, you're spoiling future storylines.
Damn it.
Well, Tim, I can help you
what
there.
What the hell? No, what the hell was Eric Bischoff thinking tonight?
Yeah. Okay, first thing, can I say, and Rock, turn the music down a touch, would you?
Yeah, we're done with
it. Here it is. Okay, spoiler for those of you who didn't realize it for, you know, if you weren't on Facebook, Twitter, or pretty much in the sound of anybody's voice tonight. Sting debuts. WWE owns the WCW library. Music, videos, etc., etc., etc. Yet they go with a new composition of Sting's theme, which sucks dick.
if you remember correctly, they did the same thing to Goldberg.
They did the same thing with Goldberg. They sort of did the same thing with NWO. They took the, well, quote-unquote, lyrics out of it.
Well, that was, but that was fine.
Yeah, they still had the main music. That was fine. But, like, I'm not a big fan of the Crow theme. You know, for those of you wondering why we opened with a man called Sting, because I told Rock we had to do it. I would have preferred the Crow theme. At least it's something iconic that people know straight away without having to actually, you know, go, oh, wow, okay. But then again, it was fucking Sting, and...
It could have booked Metallica that night.
Why not? They just got off playing BlizzCon, so...
Well, they did it one night for Enter Sandman. You get Seek and Destroy for one pay-per-view.
I think WCW even hired them for Seek and Destroy once. Or was that... No, that was Goldberg, when Goldberg changed themes to... Crush them. Wow, that's going back a ways.
There was once upon a time, and I can't remember who was doing the giveaway, but there was like some kind of like promotional deal where like you get like a CD full of like just like random music tracks that they gave you a listing of. You only got to pick like 5 songs. I remember the only one I actually recognized was Crush 'Em because it was Goldberg's theme for a while.
Yeah, and as we're being corrected, it's Megadeth who does Crush 'Em.
No one said Metallica did Crush 'Em. I just said that's the song.
Yeah. And by the way, if anybody is expecting to see a post-show on the WWE Network, fucked up. They went straight to a replay. So we might get Vince McMahon opening Raw tomorrow with his thoughts on the outcome of the Survivor Series.
I'm not sure that they fucked up so much as ran about 20 minutes over.
No, they pretty much finished on time tonight. They finished with about 5 minutes to the top of the hour.
Well, they usually
but then again, if they're working
15 minutes to the top of the hour.
Yeah, so they could put the post show in.
Yeah,
true.
So.
Now, but you know what? WWE's loss is our gain.
Yeah,
you should be listening to us for the post show anyway.
Well, exactly. But did they screw up, or was there a post show even planned?
They announced it during the pay-per-view.
Okay, see, I missed that part of it.
Yeah, I believe it was either during the pre-show or sometime during the pay-per-view. They actually said that after Survivor Series goes off the air during the post show, we will have Vince McMahon's live reaction to the outcome of the Team Cena versus Team Authority match.
Oh, well, there you go. If it was the pre-purview, I guess you could call it, then I wouldn't have seen it because I was still working.
Yeah, but to be honest, like, Vince would have just come out and gone, holy crap, that Divas title match.
So, yeah. Well, officially, welcome to the WTR Sunday Night Survivor Series post show, everybody. Those of you who are with us all the time, you know that we're going to reveal the winner of Pick'em later on. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. Hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back. I've seen better Survivor Series overall in the past.
Well, of course, you've probably seen better Survivor Series. Like, to be honest, one of my top ones is 2001, which was the Alliance versus WWE, mainly because of the build-up to that was a billion times better.
Well, I was also about to say I've also seen quite a few worse Survivor Series pay-per-views as well.
Oh, yeah. There have been worse. 1990. Gobbledygook is still the number one what-the-fuck moment of a Survivor Series.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually went back through a few random Survivor Series over the weekend just to get myself in the mood for this, and it's like some of them I'm sitting here going, what the fuck am I watching?
Well, it was interesting. I'm going to let you guys actually talk about what happened on the, I guess it was an hour-long pre-pay-per-view show because, like I said a few moments ago, I was working, so I didn't get to see it.
I didn't get to see much of it because the network wouldn't fucking load on my Firefox.
Yeah, Omega was having PC problems, so pretty much the only one to see everything from start
to finish. Oh, no, not PC problems.
Firefox PC problems.
WWE Network website problems. I wasn't the only one having it.
Well, was it Firefox that you were using when you finally got onto the network?
No, it's Internet Explorer, which I had to watch like a goddamn barbarian.
Oh, my God, that's retro, dude. That is so 1996, like, putting up a forum site anymore.
The same thing happened to a friend of mine. He tried watching on Firefox, nothing but a blank white page. Try watching on Chrome, jittery feed. Watch it on Internet Explorer, fine.
Yeah, I know.
You could tell Sting was in the building because Internet Explorer actually worked.
Well, let's face it, the one thing that Internet Explorer has had very few problems getting right is the Flash containers.
That's true, and I find it very weird because while Omega's sitting there going, I'm having problems with Firefox, I load up Firefox, click WWE Network, yeah, it works, close it down to go back to my PS3. That's a good thing about my house right now is like I'm sitting here, I can watch it on my PC, I can watch it on my PS3, my PS4, my iPad, and my new Samsung Galaxy Note 4. I can have six different players going at once.
Jeez, isn't that overkill?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you're a man. You're not supposed to be able to multitask so naturally.
Yeah, I've also started doing video producing, and as Omega knows, you know, you learn very quickly how to multitask.
Yeah. When you're doing video editing and shit, you better know how to multitask. Omega and I will both agree on that one.
Multi-screen and multitask. And Lilo Dallas multipass.
Yep. So, I guess a few people had
Sting's back. We're using Internet Explorer Fifth Element references.
Yeah.
It all fits, 1996.
It all fits,
right? It really is. Yeah, it really is 1996.
Well, that's okay. Everybody, at some point in time, at least for a part of every single year, people are getting into the retro thing. So, you know.
Yeah, but speaking of retro, the first match that we got technically tonight was Fandango versus Justin Gabriel.
Wait,
two guys that we haven't seen in a while.
Justin Gabriel was like on something other than NXT.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to do a double take. I'm like, really? That's Justin Gabriel? I was expecting Adam Rose and the Bunny.
All I caught of Justin Gabriel was he found some of La Parca's old gear.
Yeah, they sort of even asked, like, why is he dressed up like a skeleton? Mind you, they did a Skeletor reference, not a La Parca reference. Because God forbid we actually, reference somebody with some talent.
Well, God forbid we stay on topic.
Yeah,
JBL, fucking JBL referencing Papa Shango, but no one references La Parca.
They referenced so much tonight. I think there was an Aja Kong reference. There was the King's Court. It was like watching flashbacks of old wrestling matches that we wanted to be watching tonight.
It's like a script from a video reviewer.
I haven't done mine yet, so shut up.
Reference, 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 reference. Original material, reference, reference.
Whoa, whose great idea was the original material? Shame on you.
We need a little bit or the lawyers get upset.
Yeah, it needs at least 10% original content or else the lawyers get on your butt. But talking about giving like 10% original content, Fandango's got a new gimmick.
What's his new gimmick?
He's a flamenco dancer.
Well, what was he before?
Because he's a ballroom disco guy.
Okay, I've always just looked at him as some kind of a sissy man, but whatever.
Oh, he was very much a sissy man tonight. He was wearing he was wearing
on ballroom dancer, not Kwee-wee.
He was wearing Seinfeld's puffy shirt tonight. But yeah, I basically watched this and saw Fandango coming out with Rosa Mendez and everything in the whole Spanish flamenco thing. I'm like, this is what happened when a woman tries to change a man, and he lets her do it. He becomes sissified. But not much to it. Fandango goes over with a big leg drop from the top to win it.
Huh.
The crowd just really couldn't give a shit.
What'd you do?
Pretty much. Then, of course, we get video hype. Then we get the awesome return of the night. Bad news, Ooh. Barrett is back.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
He did. He had bad news for Team Cena and Team Authority.
What was his bad news for both teams?
Pretty much, Team Authority is going to make Cena's life hell, and the bad news for the Authority was, if they lose, you're fucked.
His bad news for the Authority, well, his bad news for the Authority was that WWE will be fine without you. There was actually hope and inspiration in his speech, and then he went ego.
Uh-oh.
It was still
so
good.
So tune in Monday night where Wade Barrett will be your new GM.
Oh, I so can't wait for that. Let's see, after that we had AJ with a pretty decent primer talking about how much he's sick of the Bella's storyline bullshit.
Well, yeah, her, me, funny. And pretty much everybody else I know is sick of that storyline.
Pretty much.
So, in other news, people breathe oxygen.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And what was up next? Next up, we actually had another return. At least, I figure it was a return because I haven't seen this guy in a while. Of Zeb Coulter.
Good old Zeb. Or as good old, you know good. Him better.
Uncle Dutchie.
Yeah.
Uncle Dutchie's back. He's with Jack again. And Zeb cuts a promo on Cesaro. And they have actually a pretty decent match, which makes me wonder why they decided to give it away for quote-unquote free instead of putting it on the quote-unquote pay-per-view.
You mean the free pay-per-view?
Yeah, if you got the WWE Network. If you paid for it, well, then you're a fucking idiot. Like the rest of us who already own the WWE Network.
Now, don't be taking shots at people who paid for it before they decided to give away November free for the new people.
Where was my free month, man?
Where's
my free month? I've been supporting this shit for, what are we at, about 9 months?
Yeah, well, why so does your
where's
bank...
Where's my free shit, goddammit?
Yeah, well, why does your bank give free toasters to new customers they for don't. This month only? Well, I'm giving you just an example, for Christ's sakes.
Well, then...
Don't shoot me down so literally, Mr. Literal.
I'm going to, so shut the fuck up and deal with it.
Yeah, literal bastard.
So finally, to finish this off, and I'm not a bastard. My parents were married when I was born. Thank you very much.
Here you go.
To finish up the pre-show, we have Mr. Grapefruits himself, Vince McMahon, rock up in a limo.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And that's pretty much where they end the pre-show. I will say this, though. Paul Heyman... God bless him.
Oh.
Because at one point they were talking about one of the matches or something, and the conversation just died. Like, they were in the middle of talking, I think Booker T said something stupid, and it was just dead silence for about a whole 3 seconds. Then Heyman pipes up, "So what about this weather, huh? It's 23 degrees, the wind chills this." And my plane was, like, very rocky coming in. I'm like, oh, God bless you. Just one of those things of Heyman saves that desk at the most appropriate moments.
Are you trying to say that amazingly enough and surprisingly enough, Paul Heyman was actually gold on the mic tonight? No way.
Yeah, I know. And the sun rises in the east and sets in the fucking west.
Something like that, yeah?
Pretty much. So that brings us to the end of the pre-show, and I'm quite sure by hopefully this point most of you guys would have at least started watching the damn show.
Well, I was pretty much home just about in time for everything to start kicking off. I think that, to tell you the truth, actually, I got home in time to see Vince's shoes step out of the limo. So, but that's the only part of the non-pay-per-view. What can we really call it, a pay-per-view tonight?
We could call it a special event, but no one will buy it.
Ba-dum-bum. That was a Tim joke, Omega. What are you doing?
I'm making fun of the fact they tried to call them special events, and nobody actually wanted to do it.
Yeah, there you go. How many people do you think actually ordered this special event on traditional cable?
There's some people who do. There's, aside from countries that don't have the network yet.
Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking fairly, you know, countries who do have the thing.
Well, there's still people who have shoddy internet access, or, believe it or not, people who don't have internet access to actually utilize the network.
You know, Wait a second. Who are these people who, as you say, don't have internet? I don't believe you. Proof for that's not true.
I was at the female's house last night hooking up their brand new internet service that they just got for the first time in their house.
Oh, my God. So you're not going to see her for a month?
Well, she's got Skype now.
So you're not going to see her in the flesh for a month, in person, in the same room. Wait a minute, because you could see her in the flesh if she's got Skype. Never mind.
I don't know where you're going with that, but you derailed somewhere.
Yeah, no, it derailed for me. That's why I said never mind. Forget it. Let's just launch into first match of the Survivor Series free-per-view. It was the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Tag Team Championship. We had the Usos versus the Dust Brothers versus the Mizdows. Can we call them that? Can we call them the Mizdows? Would that be okay?
The Mizdow Express. I don't know. All I know is Damian Mizdow is more over than fucking anything on this planet.
Oh, big time. And it's just like, would figure that people would be over the stunt double by now.
Jeez. They worked that so hard in that match, too. Everyone who wanted some heel heat pulled that.
Yeah. Oh, Los Matadores was also in the Fatal 4-Way. That was the fourth tag team. So, and of course...
And no shit was given.
Yeah, the Dust Brothers were the defending champions coming in here. It was a pretty fun Fatal 4-Way tag match. Of course, now, unlike the elimination tags, the first team to get the pinfall winds up winning the match and the titles. I would have preferred an elimination tag match, I think, instead of a Fatal 4-Way. It just feels like it would have fit better for, you know, on Survivor Series.
How many of those do we need, really?
Well, it's Survivor Series, right?
We got two. That's more than we've had on the pay-per-view for the last 5 years.
Yeah, well, your point is taken. But, yeah. I didn't have too many problems with this as an opening match at all.
I don't think you would find anyone that would have an issue with it, to be honest.
Yeah. It was a fun match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love the crowd interaction. I love the dueling reactions between Miz and Sandow.
Yeah, well, that was like at the end of the thing, and we'll talk about that in a second, but the crowd calling for Mizdow pretty much off and on the entire match. We want Mizdow.
Not just this match, either.
No, not just this match. But I did like how Stardust, you know, mocked the crowd. Don't chant for Mizdow, chant for Stardust.
No, it was, you don't want Mizdow, you want Stardust.
No, I don't. No.
No.
I, as a toy reviewer, I have said more than once, black, gold, and red is a color scheme that's impossible to make look bad. Stardust proved me wrong tonight. I don't know what the fuck that...
I don't know what it was about that, but every time I looked at the screen and you could see him, it took my eyes at least 5 to 10 seconds to adjust to work out it was him. I don't know what it is about that. It was the color scheme was fucking with my eyes. Like, I couldn't focus properly on it.
It was messing you up just a touch, and I'm sure that you're not the only one.
Oh, man, Twitter was rife with, like, comments of, Cody, dude, change your shit. It's a horrible combination of colors. It's a bad outfit. It just doesn't work. My eyes are bleeding. Then you had the actual problems with his outfit.
So, yeah, so... the outcome was a bit of a shock to me in one sense, but in another sense, I'm not surprised.
Kind of surprised because it looks like they're going to split the two up, and instead they hand them the tag titles, which I'm not against.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't catch it, it was Damian Mizdow and The Miz actually winning the titles.
It was awkward placement. Like, it was, I can understand the idea behind it because, you know, you have Mizdow copying everything The Miz does. The Miz just tagged somebody, tagged one of the Usos to get into the match. So, of course, Mizdow will tag whoever's closest to get into the match, and it just so happened to be The Miz. Mm-hmm. But, Damien, dude, you fucked up getting into the ring. It just made everything look awful shit. Because Miz is standing there for an extended, like, 5-6 seconds, freaking out because he couldn't get in the ring.
Imagine this. Like, you think of this. This match ended with a Tower of Doom spot. And
yes.
A pretty precarious one, because one of the Matadors got launched over Stardust in order to set it up. And all I could see the whole time was his left leg shaking because he was barely on it well enough to do this. And it looks good. They actually managed to pull it off. There's a Nuzo splash afterwards. And the only one who fucks up the entire spot, the entire ending, is the one who just has to get in the ring.
Yeah. All you had to do was get in the ring.
I haven't seen a ring entrance that bad since Kevin Nash.
I haven't seen a ring entrance like that since Melina trying to do the split. At Survivor Series. I haven't
seen an entrance like that since the Shockmaster.
Okay, Omega wins. Sorry. By default.
I'm sorry. I just to sidetrack just slightly. Have any of you actually seen the Vine video of the RKO Out of Nowhere featuring that one?
I think so.
Believe I have.
It's like just the Shockmaster falls, and it's like Randy Orton delivering the RKO to him. It was just like adding fucking hilarity on top of hilarity.
I'm waiting to see all the RKO memes on.
Oh god, we've merged memes.
Merged memes.
But yeah, this match was a great way to open up the show. Of course, it was a tag match, multi-man tag match. So Teddy Long's very happy. Great action by all the guys. And yeah, to have Mizdow being the one getting the pin, great. Sets up future storylines. Very, very happy with it.
Well, Omega already pointed out the back and forth at the end when they're on the corner posts celebrating, taking the turns.
Oh yeah, if it wasn't more blatantly obvious who's over in that tag team.
Yay, boo, yay, boo, yay, boo, yay, boo, yay, boo. And they were slowly speeding it up so the crowd wouldn't see the notes. Just as they dissolved the whatever it was. Speeding it up, that's funny. Of course, Miz grabbing both titles, and Mizdow had to pantomime the titles.
They brought up a
because it is the first time in WWE history that one man has captured the tag team titles.
That's what we're
going to hear tomorrow. So.
And they made, I think it was JBL or Jerry Lawler mentioned that. Is Ms. Dell going to have to get stunt belts?
Well, he'll come out with two of the Mattel toy belts.
Yeah.
Okay, now that would be funny. That will be funny.
Well, isn't that what they did when The Miz had the, was it the U.S. title?
IC title.
The IC title.
Yeah.
He was one of the belts. It's one of those mid-card titles we no longer give a shit about.
There you go. So, we'll see what the fallout from that is tomorrow. Now, obviously, they're going to be using this as a springboard to actually pit these two against each other. Are they going to do that while they're still the tag team champions, or are they going to make them lose the belts first?
Nah, they're going to keep the belts on them while this happens. It's going to be the catalyst that creates the feud.
This is what I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah, and taking the belts off them makes no real sense. Because from here, it's like, you got The Miz, who's going to have his ego going because he has the belts. And, I did it all on my own because you're my stunt double. You did it to me. And then all of a sudden, Damian just turns around. It's like, well, I'm the one that's getting a fucking pop.
I'm the one who actually got the pin. Yeah.
Yeah, I got the pin. I get the cheers. People want to see me, not you. If anything, you're my stunt double. And then you start having the egos collide.
And we can hearken back to, but I'm the tag team champion. But no, I'm the tag team champion.
No.
No?
No.
No, no. No. The Miz is not going to call himself Gerald.
He could.
We're going to have this really interesting dynamic where Damian clearly knows what's going on and Miz is completely delusional, thinking the cheers are his.
Yeah.
Where Damian Sandow, the one who's doing the really stupid thing right now, is actually the one who looks like he's in charge.
You know, I was positive that Damian doing the stuff outside the ring would have been extremely tired by now.
I thought that this gimmick would have, at this point, been so grating on the nerves that we'd be ripping the shit out of it every week. But no, it just has become this thing that we absolutely adore and love.
It's too fucking endearing.
I'm sorry, I'm digging it. I have to, I'll be honest with that. I'm digging the whole thing. I think it's fun.
Yeah. He's so into it. Like, it is proof of the adage. You know, the performer gets the gimmick over.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think this was supposed to go this long. I think it was supposed to be a one-night thing. That's turned into, what, 3 months now?
Oh, I have a hard time accepting that.
Well, no, keep in mind, when they first started doing this with Sandow, he was imitating random people. He was imitating historians, historic figures. And then he was just imitating people from, he's imitating someone from the rival sports team. Or just whatever cheap way there is of getting heat from the crowd.
And well, what pay-per-view was a lumberjack match where he actually dressed like a lumberjack?
Whatever the one in July was for Dean and Seth. I don't remember the exact name. Was it Battleground, maybe? I think it was.
Battleground?
I think so. I think it went Payback, Money in the Bank, Battleground. I think it was Battleground. I think
you might be right, yeah. But that was just so subtly awesome right in the middle of his gimmick of just coming out as different people every week.
Yeah, well, yeah, they started that out with... That's how he started with Miz, too. He was like a hairdresser for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And something just clicked, and they kept doing it.
So... Yeah, well, totally enjoyable. So, yeah, so we got new tag team champions, and it's The Miz and Mizdow. So we'll find out what winds up happening with these guys. And I want to see the feud while they still have the titles. That'll be fun.
Indeed it will.
Yeah. So, up next, we have Divas match. It's Team Natalya.
No.
What?
You're forgetting something.
What did I forget?
We had the greatest setup to a match ever.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Toy fighting. Go.
No.
Omega.
Omega?
Toy expert. How good was this segment?
I've had fights with toys. Mine were better.
If you want to watch Omega fight with his toys, head on over to YouTube.
At TJ Omega.
I beat one with a lightsaber.
You want to see Omega
bunny,
fight with
the bunny
lightsaber?
Beat up Adam Rose.
So there
the bunny beat up the Adam Rose Adam action figure. With a chair. Got the three count.
Okay, well, you see, I missed this part.
It was like watching the kids, like, you know how you'll have some of the people who get wrestling figures and actually have them do wrestling moves, or you get the other ones that just get them and bash them against each other and throw one on the ground and just put the other one on top for the 1-2-3. That was what happened with this. Mm-hmm. The Adam Rose is going, okay, bunny, you work for me, you do what I tell you to do, don't hit me too hard with the action figure. The bunny just practically smashes it. Against Adam Rose's hand until he had him throw it down on the ring, and everybody's just going 1-2-3, and then Slater Gator comes in and they blah blah blah, but nobody gives a shit, and they're gonna have a tag match. Yay.
Okay, so there you go. So now it's
now
Team Natalya taking on Team Paige. And, of course, on Natalya's team, we had Naomi, Alicia, and Emma. And Paige's teammates were Layla Summer and Cameron. Mid-match, we had a We Want Miz Dow chant.
Yeah, because this match was a drizzling shit.
It was your standard typical.
Right now.
These girls, the majority of them, look better than they can wrestle, and they're there for eye candy and not for wrestling skills. Except, there are like three of them. I think you could point out that are actually really, really good in the ring.
Yeah, Paige, Natty, Emma's pretty good. I'm going to wait for...
What? There we go.
I call bullshit, sir.
That's your bias. I think...
No, fucking no.
Just because he's great.
Okay, go look at your TV screen right now. Emma goes in and botches two moves straight out the fucking gate.
Naomi's pretty
straight
good.
Out the fucking... One of them's a fucking schoolboy! How can you botch a fucking schoolboy?
When you're a girl.
A schoolboy?
Shut up, Omega.
When you're a female wrestler from Australia who didn't learn properly.
One that has no fucking cardio unless she's on her fucking knees blowing the guys backstage.
Oh, now, don't be just nasty just because you don't like her.
That's got nothing to do with that. I know the guy who fucking trained her, and the guy that fucking trained her is a cardio fucking machine. And he touts to every single person that he fucking trains, including her, cardio, 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 cardio. Fucking Emma has no fucking cardio whatsoever.
That's not part of what you said that I was talking about.
I know. I was trying to steer away from it, asshole.
Well, you started it.
And I could fucking finish it, too.
So there you go. Okay, in the match we
have... Hold on, hold on.
Why do you...
I was interrupted. I was also saying Naomi can wrestle a little bit as well. So
Naomi wasn't bad.
Okay, so I was trying to finish my point. Continue.
Yeah, I'll back Rock up on that. Not bad. What did she do to Cameron? It was a head scissor DDT.
Yeah,
I hadn't seen that one before.
It's pretty good.
Which one of Cameron and Naomi is with which one of the Usos?
Naomi's with the Uso.
Yeah.
Cameron's with Vinny.
Okay. Vinny?
Yeah, her boy. She's a boyfriend named Vinny. If you watch Total Divas, you know who he is.
I don't watch Total Divas.
You should. And you should listen to the Rack Extra Total Divas on RackRadioShow.com.
Cheap plug.
Exactly.
All right. First elimination happened to have been Cameron by Naomi. Naomi, however you want to pronounce that word.
Yeah, it was actually a nice bridge over.
That wasn't too bad. Yeah,
puts a cap on the feud, question mark?
Question mark, question mark.
I thought the feud was capped already.
Well, that's the thing. I never knew if they actually finished that feud or just forgot about it.
Naomi got hurt for a while, and they sort of backtracked it for a while.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, all right. Now, the second elimination, Layla by Alicia Fox.
Alicia?
Alicia Fox.
Alicia. Okay.
Alicia Fox.
Okay. Great, you just spoiled that match for me. They're not there yet on the replay.
We just had Naomi win. On the replay.
Sorry, we'll just wait until things happen before we say anything. Recap's now going to be 3 hours, guys. We've got to wait until the eliminations happen before we can say it.
Yeah, we'll just wait until Omega catches up with the replay of what he saw 3 hours ago.
I was playing Smash Brothers during the Divas match. I didn't see any of it.
That's your own damn fault.
I saw his leg scissor DDT. That's all I saw.
So there you go. Yeah, Alicia Fox eliminates Layla. The third elimination happened to be Summer Rae by Emma. Now, what this sets up was a 4-on-1 Team Natalya versus Paige.
Paige had no more friends.
Before we get into the stuff with Paige, I just want to say this. Since when has Alicia Fox had a supersonic scream? Because I swear to God, Summer Rae looked like she got hit with something nasty when Fox screamed at her.
Since she turned babyface.
She either started dating Green Arrow or Carnage.
But I'm ching.
For the one person on the dais who gets that joke.
Pretty much.
Oh, before we continue on, they blatantly stole, or Michael Cole was trying to blatantly steal commentary they recorded for WWE 2K15 when bringing up Jerry Lawler's past Survivor Series history.
Yeah, what the hell were you talking about when you accused that of happening?
No, because he brought up, you know, Jerry Lawler, you have a past in Survivor Series history, and it would segue into Cheesy, Sleazy, and Queasy. And the way Cole said it was exactly how it was said in the video game.
For those of us who have not seen or played or yet owned the video game.
Right. But it's,
which would probably be just you and Omega at this stage, unless you were watching Friday night over at twitch.tv/wild.
I started to watch, but got a little bit distracted and kind of busy. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Anyway, but no, it was right out of the commentary, and it was just like, wow, and then Jerry Lawler botched the complete setup for it, which was funny. But anyway, continue.
I don't know where we are anymore.
Paige has no friends.
Paige is running solo against four people.
Said, fuck it.
Tried to walk off.
There you go. But, who was it? Was it Emma dragged your ass back into the ring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Along with the rest of her?
Hey, if anybody wants to drag Paige's ass, I'm quite happy to watch.
Even if it,
you might have to pay $9.99 for that.
Even if it's Emma, I don't know.
Gladly.
Not even saying a word.
All right, now we can talk about the next elimination because Layla's gone.
The final elimination happened to be Paige by Naomi. Team Natalya wins in an absolute sweep.
Yeah, way to sort of destroy your heel team.
Well, I don't think that stuff like that's going to hurt the main wrestler, which we all know to be Paige.
But if you think about it, it sort of makes sense for what happens later.
Yeah, true.
Keep in mind, the Divas division is still suffering from AJ running roughshod over it for fucking eternity.
Yeah, we're getting there, Omega.
Though that is gear did nothing for her. Just put that out.
You do the fashion critiquing over on the rack.
Thursday night, it's 10 p.m. Eastern with this week's Wednesday special. on Rock Radio Show at WildTalkRadio.com.
Wednesday special because Thursday's American Thanksgiving.
Exactly. It's going to be a download
That's
only.
The day that Americans celebrate the fact that they overran the native peoples of this continent, gave them smallpox, and stole their land.
Or
celebrate the wiping out of the indigenous species by slowly wiping out the turkey population.
Or in two cities, it's Eagles versus Cowboys. So there you go. Moving on.
So can we provide live commentary on that game? Because that's going to be hilarious.
Is it the Eagles versus the Cowboys? Are you kidding?
On Thanksgiving, yep.
Oh, God. Are there any other games?
There are two other games that, you know,
But that doesn't matter because I'm gonna be sitting here watching the game on TV, and I'm gonna keep one eye on Twitter because I'm gonna be seeing a great back and forth between Rock and Kane Kittens.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, if you listen to Cards Against Humanity last night, it started there.
Oh, the smack talk,
yeah.
The glorious smack talk.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter at like 4:30 in the afternoon. It's gonna be interesting. Anyway, have we trailed off far enough that we can get back, Tim?
Where were we?
Paige has no friends.
With Paige having no friends and losing, and there was a whole bunch of time-killing filler stuff after the match?
So, basically, we followed along. We killed time.
Anyway. That was my point. Thanks for killing that.
You're welcome. I pulled a Tim Stein.
No, you didn't. Fuck off. up next... After the time killing filler stuff, Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose. Fun match.
This was good.
Makes me drool for the match in 3 weeks between these two at TLC.
This was highly competitive. Highly competitive.
Yeah, but Dean wound up intentionally getting himself DQ'd by using the chair to the gut of Bray Wyatt.
The chair Bray provided him with.
Yeah.
That's right. Did Dean snap?
Bray got in his head.
We want tables.
No, he didn't. He tried to pull the same thing he pulled on Boy Scout Cena, not realizing he's dealing with a fucking lunatic.
Like somebody is as crazy as him, but in a different way.
I'm not sure why he was going the martyr approach there, because Dean will do it. He will straight up beat you down with anything you give him.
Don't give somebody a gun and say pull the trigger, expecting him not to if his name's Dean Ambrose.
He's not feuding with Brian Pillman.
Oh.
I was going to say you can watch that moment on the WWE Network, but that's not up yet.
It's not up yet.
They're not up to that episode yet. But
They're not up to it.
They're only at the end of 95. They're getting close, though.
They're not... Yeah, okay. Well, they're not up to being up to it. Never mind. Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyhow!
But yeah, this was a match where neither guy really got a full advantage.
As the crowd said, we want table. We want table.
They got tables. They got tables, they got ladders, they got chairs.
Can't imagine what they're hyping.
No, and but yeah,
when you stop and you think about it, post match was exactly the perfect promo for TLC.
And you got two guys who are willing to do whatever they have to do in that type of match, and
to promote it. Yes,
to promote it, and when they get to that match, whew.
To do it. This is going to be off the hook. 3 weeks from tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tables, ladders, and chairs, and this is like the first official matchup, really, for all intents and purposes, for that pay-per-view. Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose in the rematch.
Yeah, and it's going to be really good. And they were smart. Tonight's a free show. They told people it's a free show, and, well,
yep.
You can't get every finish on a free show, and, well... You gotta pay for this one. And this one's gonna be really good.
Yep. No, I love that after Dean smashed Bray through the table, he grabbed another table and buried him with the table. And then just grabbed all of these chairs and threw them into the ring. The only thing that I'm watching, and I'm thinking, shit, watch out for his leg because you're going to fuck up his ankle throwing those damn chairs in there. It was brilliant of them. It was brilliant of Dean protecting Bray with the table on top of him for when he threw the chairs into the ring.
Right.
I was thinking, thank God they're not in Philly. The crowd start throwing their chairs in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry Funk's going to sue somebody.
ECW.
Which apparently they've been barred from doing it at the new ECW arena. You're no longer allowed to throw chairs. The new management doesn't allow that.
Boo.
I wonder why.
So, here's an interesting. We watched Dean Ambrose set up that table. They've been doing that table spot on the house shows, especially over in Europe, for about 2 weeks. Okay. So Bray's been going through tables. Well, one night during one of the house shows, they set up a table. Dean lays Bray out on the table. Dean goes to the top rope, and the table just falls under with Bray on it. And he just goes, the table just falls in. So
that's why I saw him spend so much time making sure that the legs were locked in place before
yes.
he put the table up. Okay. Yeah. Because you don't normally see them being that intricate with making sure the fucking legs are in place.
No, it collapsed.
What is he doing? Don't worry about it. They'll fall on.
It collapsed underneath. And it was, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's the backstory on the table spine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that explains it.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the next thing you know, we get this big honking ladder pulled out from underneath it.
Not as big as the big one they usually use.
No, not the big one, but this is like you got your standard size that they use, then the honking big, and then the super honking big. This was the honking big, not
Jeff Hardy special.
Yes, this was not the Jeff Hardy special. So, yeah, and of course, you know, Dean props onto it, and here comes all the guys. All the refs up from the back to make sure that he doesn't throw the ladder on top of Bray, while the other refs help Bray out. So, and that's where they really plugged next month's pay per view.
Yes.
Yeah. So, looking forward to it. Technically, for those of you who picked Bray Wyatt in our WTR Pick'em. If you pick Bray Wyatt to win, congratulations, because that counts. That counts.
Yes.
That counts.
That's the one I got right. I didn't give a fuck about my picks this week, so.
So, yeah. You know, on that note, everybody, why don't we take our one and only time out of the evening and then come back to finish off the pay-per-view for you, and then we got a couple more things to do before we call it a night tonight. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We are reviewing Survivor Series. Thank you for joining us tonight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's a horse you have, that horse.
Gundam style.
Not the pelvic thrust.
What, Mr. Sulu in the sky?
Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard the wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Java! Save the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down his assault to Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It was a good little break because it gave me a chance to grab one of these. Because it's after 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, so I'm allowed to have one.
No.
What? I'm not allowed to have one?
No, it's late.
It's after 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Okay, so that's late. You shouldn't have been having caffeine this late. You know
it's
that.
It's not caffeine.
Yeah, I'm the one having caffeine.
You're the one having caffeine.
He's got to have caffeine because he's got to edit video after this.
I have to record video after this.
Well, I was close. It had something to do with video.
It always
plus,
has.
Plus, most people know, you know, it's getting close to midnight. Omega's evening's just starting.
It's actually about quarter after midnight for him.
Like I said, it's still starting.
Okay, fair enough. So, yeah, back to Survivor Series. We just covered Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose. Up next, we had Adam Rose teaming up with the Bunny to take on Slater Gator. And the only thing
this was short.
Yeah, the only thing that I can say about this match is Bunny got the pin, and Adam Rose is pretty much ignored by his entourage.
The Bunny stole the Rosebuds.
Yep. Which is just another, nail in the coffin for that face-off to take place at some point in time. Hopefully on, like, I don't know, Main Event or SmackDown. Where nobody will see it, and we're, you know, have to deal with it. So, yeah, I've got nothing to say about it.
I want that chunk of my life back.
I guess the only thing to say is
no.
That's all I got.
No.
No.
That's really all I got.
No. Adam Rose's gimmick works on the independent circuit, not in something as big as WWE.
Probably works good on the house shows.
They're smaller venues. Like really, really, really huge indie shows.
Okay, so, alright. To give some analysis on that match. The Bunny was wearing a shirt and had sleeves. They were covering body parts. Just point that out.
Rock, I don't know if you're aware of this. The Bunny's whole suit covers body parts.
No, no, no. All right.
No, no, no. Rock's point is that in...
I know what Rock's point is, but the way he phrased it is very strange.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he's wearing something under it to cover any identifying marks.
Because for the last month, we've been seeing white skin underneath the bunny costume. They're now purposely covering that part. That's all.
I'm still pretty sure I saw white.
I saw a sleeve covering, like, sleeves were on now, and he had a black shirt underneath. They were covered.
Yeah, and the black shirt I noticed.
Yeah, he had a dark long sleeve shirt underneath the bunny costume.
They were trying to cover it, just so we don't know who it is.
I hate to have to try to wrestle in a bunny outfit.
All right, we need to start a Kickstarter, everybody, to get Tim Stein to wrestle in a bunny suit.
$1 billion.
If we can raise about $100, I think Tim would do it.
$100 billion.
Okay, $10.
$100 wouldn't even cover the cost of the cost of the bunny suit.
Yeah, what? You can find a cheap bunny suit.
Okay, if you're
yeah, if you're gonna wrestle in it, you need something a little bit more reinforced.
Why?
Because you take a bump and the damn thing is split in half if it's too cheap.
So, you can get an adult. You can get a bunny suit for $50. Hell, you can get a pink one for $30 at Target.
Anything about you going to Target.
So anyway, if
you only go to Target if you want to meet Alex.
So if anyone wants to see Tim Stein wrestle in a bunny suit,
raised $100 million.
We'll raise like $10 and
we'll raise $100 million. You're gonna get me to dress in a fucking bunny suit to wrestle, then I'm setting the Kickstarter.
Okay. We'll compromise. $20 to see Tim Stein wrestle in the bunny suit. If anyone wants to go,
okay. You know what? Shut up.
Just click the donate button. Anyway.
Yeah. No. Shut up. Just hush you.
I think we have a large fan base that in Calgary that would want to see you wrestle in a bunny suit.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't.
If you out there are listening and you know how to get in contact,
raise $100 million, then we'll talk.
You know how to get in contact.
$100 million. What part of shut up, Rock?
Email us media@wildtalkradio.com if you want to see Tim Stein wrestle in a bunny suit.
And you're willing to raise $100 million.
If you're willing to raise $25.
$100 million. Next
this
thing
stopped
that
being
happened
funny
after...
5 minutes ago.
Well, I'm trying to get him to shut up.
Rock, see? Now you're pulling a Tim.
Screw you. Anyway.
Where is that button? Where is that? You're lucky. You're so lucky. That's it. We're going to go extra time.
No, I have the newsroom to watch. Let's go. Move along.
Oh, newsroom. Yeah, I'm watching that. Roman Reigns interview. He reveals he'll be back within the month.
His acting lessons are paying off. Not much, but they're paying off.
He's found a bit of a personality, according to Omega.
He actually has a bit of range in his voice. Acting lessons pay off.
They are paying off, I'll tell you. Not
much. He must have gone to see the same people that Batista went to see for Guardians of the Galaxy.
I forget who he went to see. Was someone famous?
No, like, even in Guardians, Batista was stiffer than that.
Oh, he was, too.
But yeah, Batista in Guardians is somewhere between Roman Reigns' second to last promo and Roman Reigns' last promo.
Yeah, okay, I can accept that. It was bad. Let's just put it. I like Guardians of the Galaxy despite the fact that Batista was in it.
Well, I make fun, but he didn't do a bad job for the character that worked.
Yeah. And Omega, you weren't around last week when I told Mace that I finally had a chance to actually see Guardians of the Galaxy, and I only had three words.
What?
Howard the Duck.
He's getting a new comic series, by the way, thanks to that movie.
He's getting Second Life.
This will probably be his third or fourth, I think.
Yeah, possibly.
I love that Marvel is doing so well they can actually include the character who starred in their worst ever movie and one of the worst movies of all time.
And get away with it.
And people love it.
Yeah. Well, it's just like Ryback coming back and people cheering for him.
There's something, I don't know what it is, but something amuses me about Ryback. It doesn't entertain me, but it amuses me.
And just to go back, he's being taught by Howard Fine, who has worked with Steve Austin, The Rock, and DDP, among others.
Right.
He's a big-time acting coach out in Hollywood.
Okay, are you ready for the biggest what-the-fuck moment of the pay-per-view?
We've already talked about the bunny stealing the rosebuds.
No. This is bigger. This one beat Daniel Bryan losing the World Heavyweight Championship to
Sheamus.
Though it had,
so we actually got an official time on that.
Not time wise, but it sort of ties back really into that. What's the
Nikki versus AJ? Nikki Bella versus AJ for the Divas title. The what the fuck moment is a really kind of hot kiss between Brie and AJ that AJ was not ready for or expecting.
Don't care.
It's called
what
sexual assault
we'll
in some places.
Don't care.
Mace is looking.
Don't care.
The,
was hot. 10 out of 10.
That was simultaneous
we'll watch again.
In my ears.
Mace is looking for the animated GIF on the internet as we speak.
Oh, I fucking found it.
Like
oh, yeah, found it. I've been waiting for
it was,
for Christ's sake.
Oh, it was up within, like, 5 minutes of the damn thing happening.
Send me the
link. The GIF makers were on point tonight.
Dude, send me the link so I can grab it.
Please, don't say you want that so you can grab it.
You're reaching. That was a reach, Omega. Come on, you're better than that.
Don't choose your words better, Tim. Just choose your words better. Anyway,
yeah, with the Rock attack on a startled AJ, Nikki winds up winning the Divas title, and this is setting up my worst nightmare.
You know what? It's setting up everybody's worst nightmare, but fuck, the setup was good.
I got to thinking, didn't we just get through with this huge storyline where this was like the whole payoff that never happened?
Or better yet, remember Vince McMahon made a ruling that no one from Total Divas could win the title?
Yeah, this kind of screws with that, doesn't it?
Well, they must have finished filming for the season.
No.
No,
they're filming the next season at the moment.
I thought that they would have finished filming for this.
No, because they added Paige to the cast. Because let's put the anti-diva in Total Divas. Yeah, no, that'll work.
Total anti-diva.
Hey, I look forward to that. It's going to be Paige going, fuck off, bitches, and just walking away 9/10 of the time.
All right, yeah. So we've got a title change and a new Divas champion happens to be Nikki Bella, and I just know that they're setting this up for Nikki and Brie to face each other for the Divas Championship.
All right, now the better question is,
what
is this the end
of the world?
Two days from now, Brie is no longer Nikki's bitch.
No. Is this the end for AJ Lee?
Oh, okay. Does that mean that
fuck that?
The rumors are true and AJ Lee is leaving WWE? Because that was the rumor.
What's the rumor?
I'm so fucking sick of those rumors. Like, AJ Lee has, like, seriously been the most rumored and scrutinized diva in general that I have ever seen. It's like every month there's some new rumor. Well, she's going to distance herself because she's marrying CM Punk. Well, now she's going to distance herself because she did marry CM Punk. Well, now she's leaving because she's pregnant. And just bullshit after bullshit after bullshit, and it never fucking happens.
Is this the one time that it does?
Well, eventually, yes, there's going to, everyone that keeps churning out all the bullshit rumors is going to get right eventually.
A broken clock is
see the end of tonight's show. See the end of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Look, I'm with Omega. I'm sick of the rumors, that, especially the one that's been going around leading up to this pay-per-view, that if AJ loses the belt, she's going to walk. She's going to pull a CM Punk and quit the company. I don't think she's going to do that.
Sure, she's lost the title before.
Yeah, she's lost the title before when she's been with him and hasn't affected her in the slightest. If anything, she might not re-sign when her contract's up. But then again, does anybody know when her contract's up? I'll take the silence as a no. So, she's going to stick around with the company. She's not in a position where she's going to turn around and do like her now husband and say, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. Yeah, she's got a bit more respect for the business than that, and will probably stick around, might not re-sign, but that could be another year or two down the track.
But at the same time,
does she have a reduced role in the company at this point? Quite possibly.
At the same time, you yourself even pointed out we don't know when her contract's up. Maybe her contract ends, comes to an end tomorrow.
It could have already been up for a month. But the thing is, she's dropped the title. I don't see her leaving the company unless her contract is up and she doesn't feel like re-signing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she's done as well as Punk and has saved her money and invested wisely, that she's in a position where if she decides to walk away from the company, it's not because, it's nothing to do with the money. She walks away because she doesn't want to wrestle anymore.
Being married,
perfectly fine. Everybody gets burnt out.
Yeah, being married to CM Punk, I think, negates in large part whether or not she's done well and saved a lot of her money.
Prenups.
We don't know. So, but as far as that goes, I'm sure that that's not a major. Factor, prenup or no prenup, they're still married, they're not split up, and there's no rumors of them being unhappy with each other or having problems. So, as long as they're married, prenup or no prenup, I don't see her suffering at all. I'm still not looking forward to CM Punk's version of Thor, though.
We'll see if the issue's only half finished.
So, yeah. Anyway, so that's it. Time for the main event. Team Cena versus Team Authority. And I'm just going to run down the eliminations, essentially. Big Show kicked it off with Mark Henry. After Mark Henry gets all psyched up by Triple H, turns around and gets knocked out by Big Show, and he's the first elimination.
So Big Show got knocked the fuck out.
No, Mark Henry got knocked the fuck out.
Big Show knocked out Mark Henry.
Yeah, and then Rusev eliminated Ryback. And that's when I asked you, Mason, specifically, and everybody else in the chat, how are going to eliminate Rusev?
Rusev eliminated himself.
By diving onto a table.
He thought the table was a fucking swimming pool.
He thought the table was Dolph Ziggler.
No, he thought it was a fucking swimming pool. He just basically went for a belly flop. By the time he started jumping, Ziggler was already hanging off on the side watching.
That looked painful. That really, honest to goodness, looked painful. The belly flop.
Or as Fox News reports it, Russia invades Mexico.
Oh. Good. Okay, that was a good one.
Well played. Well played.
Yeah, golf clap. So, yeah, because Rusev is being made out to be this monster. Who's going to get the pin on him? Nobody. Technically, he was eliminated by Dolph Ziggler, thanks to a count out with Ziggler getting into the ring by the count of between 9 and 10. Then, this must have really hurt Lindsay.
Yeah.
Poor girl's going to be inconsolable for a while.
Yeah, the kids decided to, the kids got into a little bit of a scrap with each other. Rowan was eliminated by Harper.
She's all right with it. She's all right with it.
Is she? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Don't believe you, but okay.
No, I'll tell you. I'm
both in a corner going, it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen.
Well, I don't want to spoil the finish, so I'll tell you the reaction after that. So continue.
Okay. Up next is surprise and a shock. Big Show knocked out his teammate and the team captain, John Cena, which allowed Harper to eliminate Cena.
So a few weeks ago, Mark Henry turned heel. So, again, Big Show turned heel. Again.
Yeah. So, if
now they're going to be buddy-buddy again.
Yeah. If you've been paying attention, it's now, what, 3-on-1? Ziggler is the only member of Team Cena left. What exactly did you say, I think, Rick, just about this point, Omega?
This is either the biggest fuck you or the biggest Ziggler push ever.
And which way were you leaning initially when it first started?
Honestly, I was leaning to the fuck you because, as I said before, I wasn't sure where they'd go if they did away with the authority now. Because they hadn't really yet set up anything else to actually kind of be the management in WWE.
Yep. But Ziggler eliminated Kane, and now it's 2-on-1. And I'm starting to think maybe it's a major push for Ziggler. The mother of all pushes, to borrow your terminology.
No, mother of all pushes was Lesnar beating Undertaker.
There you go.
There is no rub harder.
Phrasing.
Phrasing.
Yeah, and then Harper gets eliminated by Ziggler. Now it's 1-on-1.
He had the pants.
He had the tights.
The pants, because they're not
Ziggler
tights.
Ziggler had the pants.
He didn't get caught. Doesn't count.
He was trying to give Harper a wedgie.
So next
the other direction.
It's Reigns and
one-on-one.
Rollins
and Ziggler 1-on-1, going back and forth, and Ziggler is just like Mr. Resilient. He's the new Superman, at least for tonight. He was.
Oh,
he's freaking
did
Shawn Michaels tonight.
Yeah. Did anybody else sort of cringe when you saw Rollins dive off the top rope for that curb stomp? It was like, oh my god, if this hits, Ziggler's head's gonna be a puddle in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
That was where you're just like, please miss. Please. Thank god.
There's an image in my head. Have you ever seen the watermelon smash at the end of a Gallagher show?
Yes. The end of it, the beginning of it, and in the middle of it.
But yeah, it was. Oh. But mind you, by this point where Rollins is beating the crap out of Ziggler, Ziggler's kicking out at like 2.9.
There were some the closest near falls. Like his hand was right there.
Basically, tiny little hairs would have been touching the mat at that point. That's how close it was.
That close.
Mind you, I'm sitting here both in chat and on Facebook going, paging Mr. Orton. Mr. Orton, you're requested at the ring.
They were selling RKO out of nowhere t-shirts at the arena tonight. So.
Finally.
Just a little bit of a swerve. Anyway. Yeah, so...
And also because it was St. Louis, so...
Yeah, it was directly for St. Louis, too, so...
It's Ziggler wants to come back, and he's actually got Rollins, pardon the use of the term, on the ropes. He's actually got him covered, and he's going to win. The ref is going to count three. Triple H interferes, pulls the ref out. Bottom line, the long and the short of it, is Triple H basically just thumps on Dolph Ziggler, finishing it off with a pedigree. Grabs
Hold on.
Rollins
Hold on.
Out of it.
Hold on.
What?
he pulled one ref, and then Ziggler was going to get the pinfall again. Hunter just beats on the second ref.
Yeah, and in between there sometime, he sent the cruiserweight division after him.
Yeah.
Which would be Mercury and Jamie Noble, the Rollins security.
Yep.
The cruiserweight force.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he gets the pedigree, and Triple H grabs Rollins, puts him over Ziggler, calls guess who?
The one and only crooked ref, Nick Patrick.
Yep.
Wait, no, wrong.
Not Nick Patrick.
Wrong company.
The Starcade was a joke, Rock.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Nick Patrick. No, it wasn't Nick Patrick. It was the other guy. The what's his name? The
Scott Armstrong.
Yeah. That's it.
2014
One,
version.
Two. Wait, what's that music and the stuff that's on the Titantron in black and white? Is that a crow?
Not this one, but sort of.
It was the point where...
Is it a bird?
Fucking
it is a bird.
At this point, fucking everybody just lost their shit.
That was awesome.
Because after months and months of will they debut him, how will they debut him, when will they debut him, hell freezes over, WCW's final holdout breaks that
I'm
promise.
I'm waiting for La Parca.
I'm waiting for Disco Inferno. Come on now.
A friend of mine's waiting for Glacier.
Your friend's weird.
Your friend should go to the training center.
That's right, everybody. Out comes Sting.
Yeah. And the wrestling community just collectively shits themselves.
And I was like, yes! Damn it! Hey, I had a great big grin on my face, even though I knew he was coming out. I was just like, yeah, it's happening, finally.
Goosebumps.
Sting makes his way down to the ring and knocks out the ref.
Uh-huh.
Nick Patrick.
Nick Patrick.
Climbs into the ring. There's an epic stare down between Triple H and Sting. And the look on Triple H's face is like, who the hell are you and what the hell are you doing here?
This ain't WCW.
It's like, what the hell? Didn't I just try to invade, or didn't I once try to drive a tank into one of your shows?
Now,
isn't the Monday Night Wars on Tuesday night on the network?
It is. For
Aren't I supposed to charge $9.99 for you?
Yep.
I thought we had a Legends deal. Didn't you get a character? Didn't you get an actor?
Who the fuck got the DLC?
I didn't unlock you yet.
They sort of forecast this one on Monday night when, you know...
Wait a minute. Are you downloadable?
Took a day. He was.
They had to fix some bugs.
They had to fix some bugs. They did. No, they sort of forecast this on Monday night, if you think about it. Hunter brought up how we acquired WCW at auction.
Yeah.
Sort of forecast this one.
Well, you could look at it now after the fact.
Well, yeah, looking at it after the fact, but you also... He talked about Sheep.
Hindsight's always 20/20.
I understand that, but the same thing, he also talked about Sheep on Monday night, and then Eric Rowan joined Team Cena at the end of the night, so you look at just some of the things that were said and how they played out.
And I'm sure if you look close enough, you can find a way to tie that promo into 9/11.
No, that's just too far off of a conspiracy theory. You're out of your mind.
Well,
somebody get Jesse Ventura on that shit.
I was just about to say, Mace is right. Somebody's going to fucking tie that in.
But yeah, Sting showed up. So they had the stare down.
Epic stare down. Triple H goes to smack on Sting. Sting, Scorpion Death Drop!
Yeah, I'm going to sort of say this for probably the eighth time tonight. As a WCW fan, I died a little inside seeing this happen.
You died.
It was like, now we've got the final bastion of what was WCW, the guy who was, the most loyal to the company, has finally caved in, signed on the dotted line, he's in the WWE, we're possibly leading to a match, which means we're finally putting that last stab into the death of WCW on the WWE.
It's been 13 years.
I know.
Like, if this was like 5 years after the fact WCW died and we're still using WCW talent, that would be one thing. But it's 13 going on 14 years.
Yeah, but you've also got to remember, they decided to fucking split open the wounds and rub salt in it with that fucking Monday Night documentary.
But, you know, he wrestled for TNA Wrestling for...
Shh, that never happened.
He's a Hall of Famer, by Shh. God.
Really? He's going in 2015?
No, he's a TNA
probably.
Hall of... Probably. But he's a TNA...
What?
A TNA
Sorry,
Hall
that company
of...
does not exist.
Yes, it does. It's alive and kicking.
For 2 more years, at least.
If you can find the channel.
I can't.
I don't think anybody who has any type of cable package.
No fucking wonder they call it Discovery.
Look, I know this is just me being the WCW mark that I am, but that's the way I feel about it. But that's as a WCW fan, as a wrestling fan. Holy shit!
Okay, a couple things. His hair. Oh, Jesus.
It's getting thin.
Yeah, thin and it's receding thin. Really, really bad.
He's starting to look like Flair does.
Sting.
With the receding hairline and the
He needs to get more face paint to cover up some... Do some more face paint higher up.
Yeah. Yeah. Extend the face paint back with the hairline.
But beyond that, it was an awesome goosebump moment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the way the match ended, Sting grabbed Ziggler and rolled Ziggler on top of Rollins. The ref came in, counts 1, 2, 3. Team Cena wins. Team Authority is out of power.
Now, I mentioned you wanted Lindsay's reaction, and we'll talk more about on the Rack Thanksgiving special Wednesday on WildTalkRadio.com. But Eric Rowan didn't get fired, so she's okay with that.
Oh, okay, so she's okay because Rowan didn't get fired.
Yeah.
Now, had he gotten fired, she wouldn't have been so
she
okay.
Wish she would have been very, very upset. At least he still has a job and can continue to play with his Rubik's Cube.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. One day he will figure it out.
That is the Rubik's Cube that he's playing with, right?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
The day he finishes that, something really bad's going to happen.
Yeah, it will.
Have you ever tried to solve a Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever been successful?
Yes.
Yes.
What was your quickest time?
Don't remember.
Like 6 months.
I have 20 minutes, but 20 minutes, but it would have been faster if the red stickers didn't stick too hard.
Oh, come on, that's cheating.
You call it cheating, I call it improvising.
Yeah, I did that once. Seriously, no word of a lie, when that thing first came out, I had a friend living in Ontario at the time, I had a friend who could actually solve that fucking thing. He had it down to 55 seconds.
The coolest thing I see, someone built a machine out of Legos that could automatically solve any cube.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking awesome.
You're kidding. Somebody made a Lego machine to automatically do the cube?
Yeah. Like, someone took... Okay, there's apps you can get for your phone that solves a Rubik's Cube. It tells you which piece to turn. They hook it up over this completely Lego-built machine. Everything in it is Lego. You know, right down to the motors and actuators and everything that moves the cube and spins it around and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
So the phone, the app feeds in all the data that the machine needs, the machine twists it around, and in like 15 seconds, you got a solved cube.
That would be kind of cool. That would be kind of neat. But anyway, hey guys, we're at the end of the pay-per-view. Sting showed up.
Okay, process this. Sting showed up. Sting finally debuted in WWE... to help Dolph Ziggler win a main event pay-per-view.
Yes.
What about that sentence makes sense?
You really couldn't have guessed that 6 months ago.
No!
Not even 3 months ago.
Not even a week ago.
I couldn't have guessed that 2 hours ago.
But it happened.
It did.
Honestly, goddamn Ziggler. Like, in Cena's Rebellion, he was Luke Skywalker. Okay, he's the first one to join team. It's like the whole story. Like, he's the first one to join Team Cena, right? Authority makes example out of him for siding with Cena. Then we have Luke Harper laying him out backstage to join the Authority. Then we strip the Intercontinental title off of him in a thorough Authority beatdown fashion. And then tonight, where he puts on the performance of his career.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, give an assist to Sting, but he beat three guys, two jabronis, and the boss.
They made him look untouchable tonight. They really, truly did. Does this mean they're elevating him to main event status? Is they're going to give him a monster push?
I think it shows that what he lost a lot of faith with in backstage because he was being very injury prone.
When he wound up with a concussion while he was holding the world title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like they've gotten a lot of confidence back in him. They, you know, the crowd is hugely behind Ziggler again. You know, they're hot for him like they were when he had Money in the Bank.
They basically, when they took the title off him, they basically brought him back down and said, well, you've got to start all over again and show us that you can do it. I think he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever comes after tonight, he deserves. Presumably, that's a really good push because, goddamn.
Yeah, no, that's just awesome. I'm happy about that because I think it's long past due that they actually elevated Ziggler.
Yeah.
Am I the only one here who's sitting here going, I'm wondering how they're going to absolutely destroy Ziggler on Monday night?
Yes, you pessimistic clock.
Right. Yes, right now.
Thank you.
Right now, I think you are the only one thinking that.
No.
But here's the thing. I'm happy for Ziggler. He did put in an absolutely amazing performance tonight. One of the greatest things he's ever done in quite a long time.
Yeah.
I just don't see this going without being punished.
By who?
Well, there's nobody to punish him. The people in authority are no longer in authority.
Hey, I hate to tell you this. That's only in storyline.
Okay, then why would you punish someone who just did what he did?
Because it's still fucking
Ziggler. He beat the authority.
Ziggler.
Mate is professing no faith in WWE behind the scenes in keeping status quo with what has currently transpired, culminating in tonight with Dolph Ziggler.
Okay, so they book him. They book him to overcome Seth Rollins, Kane, Luke Harper, Triple H, Jamie Noble, and Joey Mercury to defeat the authority, to be the big hero, the sole survivor, outlasting even Golden Boy Cena in the match, just to knock him back to the mid-card.
It's Dolph Ziggler.
Oh my god.
Yeah, King Kittens says in the chat room, what if he's the one to bring down Russo?
It's set up perfectly.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. He technically put him out of the match.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, I do have faith. I
no,
do
you
have
don't.
Some faith that
no, you don't.
This
don't
is
even lie.
Fine, fuck a lot of you.
You have no faith. Don't lie.
You've got faith. Okay, shut up and let him talk. You've got faith in Ziggler. I don't think you have faith in the office.
Pretty much. I have faith in Ziggler. The dude works great matches, everything else. It's the monkeys they have at the keyboards writing those scripts every week. They're the ones I don't have faith in.
Yeah, you see, I knew exactly where you were going with that. A lot of the times I agree with you when it comes to the monkeys at the keyboard. This time, I'm not so sure. This is one of the few times
If they can fucking prove me wrong, I will open up the show next week saying I am wrong.
Mark,
they have 1 week to prove it.
Technically, they have less than 24 fucking hours.
He's expecting shit to go down on Raw. That's all there is to it. Tomorrow night, Raw will open up with Vince McMahon coming out.
Mm-hmm. You don't say. Because people are still waiting for the fallout. He was supposed to react.
In other news, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
You know, everyone's still waiting for the Vince McMahon's reaction on the fallout from Survivor Series on the WWE Network.
Mm-hmm. Vince is going to come out and say he's the one who brought in Sting. Vince is going to make Sting the new general manager, the new power of WWE Raw.
I don't see Sting showing up often enough for that.
No, he's going to be very, very sparingly used, probably more so than Brock Lesnar. What we will probably see tomorrow night is, as we're already expecting, Vince to come out to give his reaction since he wasn't able to give it tonight.
Yep.
I'm seeing that followed up with Triple H and Stephanie with one final promo trying to suck up to Vince to say, you know, can we get our jobs back? You were joking, right? You know, all of that type of stuff.
Do we get to hear Vince say you're fired?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much a given.
Okay.
But then we move on to the whole thing of Stephanie's going to be the one sucking up to Cena, trying to get him, trying to get on his nice side so that she can get her job back. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Triple H just snaps and goes, "Hey, Cena, you're a punk. Put it up, or else I'll kick your ass from here to Chinatown."
And you're setting up Cena versus Triple H, and you're thinking as early as Royal Rumble?
I'm thinking probably Royal Rumble, or maybe whatever they decide to put in between Royal Rumble and WrestleMania.
How about you do a ladder match in 3 weeks?
Triple H and John Cena ladder match? No. 3 weeks? Not a chance.
Oh, not in 3 weeks. This is the thing. Like, I, rather than play it out for a short-ish term with quotation marks, have Sting maybe get somehow involved with it, be the one who stops Triple H from gaining the authority back, leading into Triple H versus Sting at WrestleMania.
By the way, Stephanie McMahon is now 0-2 in trying to keep her job at Survivor Series.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Girl can't hold the company down.
Just wanted to point that out.
I just want to point out to the moms in the chat room having no faith because they stuck Brian in a feud with Kane right after WrestleMania. It was at WrestleMania. They knew before WrestleMania that Daniel Bryan needed surgery.
No, they didn't.
And yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Yep.
No.
They stuck him in the feud with Kane.
They gave him Kane because they were pushing the Shield. It wasn't about the injury. The injury came later. They would have never put the belts on him if he was injured, if they knew it.
So, as far as, you know, having no faith in the writers because of the Kane-Daniel Bryan feud, look at the bigger picture, is what I've got to say about that.
Bryan was earmarked to Brock Lesnar. Just throwing that out there. He had Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam penciled in until he got hurt.
Yep. It was going to be those two. So.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, yeah. So, anyway.
So, overall,
for a free pay-per-view that they, you know, tried to get people to tune in and watch, the biggest dud of the night was the fucking Bunny and Adam Rose. The rest of it was watchable. Some of it was more watchable than other parts of it.
It didn't feel like a struggle to watch the show.
No, it wasn't you know what? The main event sucked me into it. And I got into the main event.
And it was basically that's what the show was built around. That one match.
It did its job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if anybody signed up for the network just to watch the pay-per-view free, I'm sure that they're going to retain a few of them and actually get a few more sign-ups out of it.
They better. People, sign up for the network. They'll deliver more stuff like this if you keep signing up.
You know, if I was in the United States, I'd get the full network for $9.99 a month. I'd have done that ages ago.
Yeah, it's worth it.
And yeah, now, sure, I live in Canada. I can get the best of the network for $11.99 a month Canadian. It's not the full network. It's none of the on-demand stuff or anything like that. It's the best of the network. You know, and that means I would get it on cable and not the internet, and I would be able to see, you know, the Monday Night Wars, rivalries, what else, Legends House, whatever they're playing.
Yeah, all
you know,
the entire pay-per-view library, ECW Exposed.
No. Not in Canada. That's
no,
my point.
No, I'm saying if you had the full network, those are the things you would see.
Yeah, right. You see, so I would even get the best of the WWE network in Canada if I had cable. I don't. It's just a waste of money, and I don't believe in the bundled packages that you have to buy just to get one channel that you want, and you're wasting money because you don't want the other five that go with it. So, everything that I want to watch, I've got my computer hooked to one of my computers hooked to my TV, and I just watch on demand. You know, so Netflix is in Canada. But if I was living in the States and I didn't have the network, I would have signed up for the free month. And after tonight, I would be like, yeah, okay, if this is what's going on, here's my $10 a month. Thanks, guys.
We started that road to WrestleMania a little early with all these surprises and shocking moments.
So, yeah.
I'm going to be the evil heel dissenter in this, and when you guys say that the pay-per-view wasn't a slog to get through, I'm going to say that there were parts of it that felt like trekking uphill in a 50-foot wall of snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Namely that Divas Survivor Series match.
Well, people in Buffalo will understand what you're talking about.
That particular match just felt like it was just dragging. I swear I felt time slow down.
Hmm.
But, look, they put Cesaro and Swagger on the pre-show for free. That was a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
The opener was really well done. You know, great high spots, great energy to start the show with. Mm-hmm. I was surprised with the women's title match in more ways than one.
Yep. You were pleasantly surprised.
The main event.
One part of it.
Yeah, the Bray and Ambrose match.
Maybe.
That was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
The main event dragged me into it. And you know what? I blinked and missed the tag match with Adam Rose and the Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
well,
you didn't
miss anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
And to be honest, when a show you can only turn around and go, there was one match that really felt like a slog.
Yep.
They really put exactly what they needed to do for this free month.
Yep.
They needed something big to drag viewers in. You've had the debut of Sting. You had the return of Bad News Barrett. You had, you know, great wrestling matches, some good storyline developments. There's a big, as we were talking about not that long ago, a big tune in to Raw to find out what's going to happen next moment in the end of the pay-per-view with the Authority being, quote-unquote, out of business.
Yeah.
So, you know, they did everything that they need to do for this free month. This is the way you sucker people into buying the network.
And
out of that, look, I would probably give this show a B+ because it was primarily really, really good with the exception of one small thing.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with a B+.
No, Daniel Bryan worked a whole career around it.
There you go, yeah. No, you know, I can agree with you with the B plus. The only thing that you and I really don't agree on is the Diva Battle Royal. It didn't feel like it dragged for me. It felt like it was just short enough.
Wasn't a Battle Royal tag.
Or the Diva tag. Yeah, and I got a kick out of Tyson Kidd like stealing Natty's spotlight at the end of it.
I got a kick out of the Twitter photo that he put up near the start of the match because it was more of a he basically said something along the lines of I've got a good seat, but the look on his face was yeah, you bitches jelly.
Yeah, with that look on his face with whatever headset that he was wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, probably promoting something.
Yeah, the white headphones. So, yeah. But, Omega.
Mm-hmm. My turn?
Would you like to have any closing statements?
Oh, I could.
Go ahead.
Oh, goody. I can agree with Mace on the Diva match. There's a couple spots in there, but it just failed to hold my interest. It was on the sloppy side and did nothing for Team Paige.
But and at the same time, they never built anything to this match.
No.
And at the same time, it was going up against Omega's urge to play Smash Brothers. So.
Hey, beautiful thing about the Wii U, I can play it without it being on the TV. I will admit, I spent the Adam Rose match being the shit out of the Duck Hunt dog.
Were you shooting the Duck Hunt dog?
No, I was punching it in the face.
That's not nice of you. Why would you do that?
Because I ran out of baseball bats.
The thing is, I understand exactly what he's getting at, and yeah, I don't blame you.
We here at the Wild Talk Radio...
There is at least 20-year-old Nintendo fanboy fantasies being played out in that game by beating the shit out of that fucking dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not... Yeah, no, I hated that dog, like the original, like the NES system when you played Doug Hunt and that fucking dog.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, but the thing is, with the Smash Brothers game, because it is a fighter, he's an actual physical being in the game, so you actually get to beat the shit out of him.
You get to beat the shit out of the kind of dog. No, I'm just, yeah. We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network do not condone animal abuse.
No, I was just going to say, we don't condone the beating of the Duck Hunt dog.
No, we
bullshit.
Condone.
We condone
we do
that.
So. Have you... Did you never play Duck Hunt on
the
NES?
I did. I was making... Just move on. Just go. Move on.
He was making a trolling joke. Let's just...
I was trying not to be serious. Let's go.
Like, don't let him hijack this ride.
Okay. I wasn't a fan of the Diva Survivor Series match. And of course, the Divas Championship match... Since it involved Nikki wrestling, I wasn't looking forward to in the first place, but mm-hmm. I got preempted on account of lesbianism.
HLA!
So, yeah, that's the first thing I typed to a friend of mine as soon as that happened. But that was a 35-second match. There's your time, by the way. But the opener was good. The Fatal 4-Way Tag, that was good. Bray and Dean was great. Adam and Slater Gator was a fucking waste of time.
Yep.
I freaking loved the 5-on-5 match. That drew me for a match that we're kind of joking about. How are they going to fuck this one up?
Yeah, we were.
I love the quick knockout of Mark Henry. I love that it sets up a vibe of who the hell knows how this is going to go.
Yeah,
I actually like the Big Show heel turn. I want an explanation, but which I think the commentator did. Oh, JBL might have actually done okay. Just saying, well, he's last minute he's protecting his job.
By the way, why does he need to protect his job?
Because he's on Team Cena.
He has an ironclad contract.
Oh, come on.
Don't bring that up. You're not allowed to, because that's logics.
Keep in mind, he's against the one who gave him the ironclad contract.
I know.
Oh, yeah, no one fucking remembers the ironclad contract.
Actually, wasn't it John Laurinaitis who gave it to him?
I can't remember
Johnny
at this
Ace.
Point.
Yeah.
It was.
Or if Laurinaitis did it, I blocked it from my memory.
Yeah, no, you got it from Laurinaitis.
Omega, it was the last time Big Show turned heel. On John Cena. On John Cena.
History repeats.
Because remember, it was Laurinaitis versus Cena at the pay-per-view, and Big Show came out, turned heel, like he did tonight, by knocking out John Cena.
So, we're going to have a John Cena-Big Show feud?
Again?
Again. Probably. At least a match.
Yeah.
Because it will get him ready for Brock, because he'll beat the Giant to go to Brock. You know.
But I actually like that part of the match. I like what it's set up. I like the unpredictability of it. I even like how they got rid of Rusev, because I like seeing Ziggler worm out of situations like that. And yeah, Ziggler stole the whole fucking pay-per-view at the end. Until Sting came out and re-stole it. That said, there was a lot of filler in the pay-per-view. It just felt like so promo-heavy, like way more promo-heavy than I'm used to a pay-per-view being. Like, I did the math. Half? Like literally. 1 hour, 38 minutes. That's how much wrestling there was on the show. Out of 3 hours.
Okay, better question. You should do it for another pay-per-view and see how much.
I've seen fully stacked pay-per-views where they barely had time to promote an album before the next match started. Like, tonight just felt really, like, and it wasn't just me. Like, I asked around. This felt like watching a long episode of Raw, or I guess a normal episode of Raw. Just because they kept going backstage. We'll go backstage to sell toys. Well, we're going to recap. We're going to start the show with a promo that recapped everything we've been setting up for the last 4 weeks.
Well, they were trying to sell it tonight, so. Again, when you have most of your talent in one match, you gotta fill.
Well, yeah. But I don't think you need to. When you're trying to get people to buy the network, I don't think you need to make a pay-per-view feel exactly like a free show on normal television. That said, I'm giving it a B+ simply on the fact that the main match of the entire thing was amazing. The good matches were really good. And yeah, there's historical factor to this too, because, you know, there was part of me that turned back into like a 12-year-old fanboy when Sting came out.
Yeah. Even though you knew Sting was coming out, it was still that vibrating buzz in the back of your head when he finally showed. At least that's the way I saw it.
So there you go.
So there it is, everybody. Survivor Series 2014. And naturally, the fallout is tomorrow night. And if you aren't going to be able to catch Raw tomorrow, then you definitely want to tune in for the Raw post show immediately following Raw tomorrow night. And even if you do watch Raw, tune into the goddamn post show tomorrow night.
Yes, because we'll have reactions and stuff.
11:10 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Because unlike the WWE, we actually follow through with our post shows.
Yeah, we do post shows for real, eh?
We do. Well, one thing we didn't talk about really quick before we move to quick hits.
Yep.
This pay-per-view went 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's the closest to a full 3-hour pay-per-view we've had in a long time.
Used to do it almost all the time.
Well, like on my clock, it ended at 11:00.
Yeah, it went 3 hours. Yeah. I was talking to Lindsay and was like, "Is this part actually on the paper? Like, pay-per-view would have cut off by now. Like, what? Where did they cut off? Like, you know." So, it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, So there it is. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's Raw now. So we'll see what happens there. But we're just about done. Why don't we just do some quick hits and then get out of here?
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Maze, if you captain a Survivor Series team, what would you call it?
If I captained a Survivor Series team, what would I call it? Australian Anarchy.
Okay.
And yes, I would be making sure to actually bring in some actual Australian wrestlers.
I was talking to a friend of mine how much I miss Survivor Series teams actually having names like that. Tonight really should have been like Total Authority versus the Rebellion.
Okay.
Yeah. Because at least we didn't have the King's Court Part 2.
Tim, if you captain a Survivor Series team, what would it be called?
Team Believe.
Why?
Because I want you to believe that my team would win.
Only if you believe.
Team Believe, not Believe. Not Team Believe. Team Believe.
Omega?
Same question.
I captain the team.
You captain the team.
Team Transformers.
No. Can any of them change shape? No, they cannot.
Robots in disguise?
No. It's my team, so it's got to be like the Omega Factor or something.
The Alpha and Omega.
The beginning and the end.
Yes.
Mace, what is your favorite type of candy that begins with D?
Type of candy that begins with D?
Yes.
That's actually got me thinking, because I never really pay attention to the names of shit. It's been that long since I've had candy that I just have no idea. I'm even going to Google. No, like, this, like, seriously, I don't know, because, like, I know you guys actually have shit that's like that, but I just, nothing really comes to mind here.
Nothing at all?
No.
Alright, I'll make it general for you. What's your favorite type of candy?
Skittles.
Okay. Tim, what's your favorite type of candy that begins with the letter Q? No, not Q. We'll go with T.
Favorite candy that begins with a T?
Yes.
Does it count if I say hot tamales?
That works.
Okay, because they're really, really good spicy cinnamon.
Okay. And finally,
I am a cinnamon addict!
And finally, Omega, I don't think you know what your question is, do you?
Surprise me, Rock.
How much would you pay to see Tim Stein wrestle in a bunny suit?
Fuck off. Because I told you, I'm not doing it for less than $100 billion.
Yes, how much I'd pay.
How much would you pay?
I don't know. Does he have a network?
Yes, it's called Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio. And it ain't $9.99.
There you go. That works for me.
You wasn't expecting that.
That's quick hits.
Okay, stop that music right now, really quickly.
Oh, damn it. I was thinking up candy names.
Because the other candy name I was thinking of was Twizzlers, but no. But anyway, that's not why I said stop that music. I said stop the music because one thing that we neglected to do. Pick 'em winners and losers or whatever. And congratulations, Mace. You only got one wrong. You tied with Brent. You're both at 4-1. Rock and Subway William went 3-2.
Hold on. So we gave King Cans the win this week, unlike the Cowboys on Thursday.
Ba-dum-bump. And fuck you, Rock. I hate your guts. Or something along that line is probably being typed out in chat as we speak.
Yeah, I know.
How close was that?
I don't have to tell you yet. Give it a few seconds.
Okay, so everybody else just sucked ass. William R. got 3-2. Now, was William R. A regular listener?
Uh-huh.
He wins. He's the actual winner, even though Brent and Mace got 4-1. Lindsay went 2-3. Michael went 2-3. Hi, Michael. How's Sweden? Or Switzerland or whatever. Rob went 2-3. Tim went 2-3. That's right. I got 2-3. Ollie was 2-3. Amy, Nicholas, Omega, Tommy were all 1-4. And Josh was 1-2 on only 3 picks.
Josh, sign up for a Facebook group so you can actually continue picking along the week. Okay? Thanks. Because he usually just picks on Sundays and, well, usually ends up with the lowest score because he doesn't pick all the matches.
So there you go. Yeah, okay, now we're done.
All right.
That's another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Russ Talk Radio right here. Here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're back at it at a regular time of 10 o'clock Eastern next Sunday night. But tomorrow we played it a couple of times. We're going to do it one more time. It's the Rob Post Show immediately following Raw, about 11:10 p.m. right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Really quick down and dirty 45-minute review and reaction to tomorrow night's WWE Raw. Thursday night, don't forget, it's The Rack with your host Lindsay Ward. With contributions by the producers who are rocking.
This Wednesday, take a look at allwildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com for a special pre-taped edition of the Thanksgiving episode of The Rack, because it's Thanksgiving and, well, we're not going to be live on Thanksgiving. So check it out Wednesday. We'll have our Survivor Series recap. We'll talk about last week's NXT and a little bit more, so check it out. Rack Radio Show on wildtalkradio.com this Wednesday. And go back and listen to our interview with the author of Blood Red Turns Dollar Green, Paul O'Brien, from this past Thursday. Available now at Rack Radio Show on wildtalkradio.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack, and sign up for, or subscribe rather, to the YouTube channel at YouTube.com/WTRTheRack.
There you go.
Also, follow Lindsay on Twitter at Linz Ward and check out her Behance profile at Behance.net/Linz Ward.
There you go. Mace, you doing a Games Garage on Friday?
Yes, quite possibly I will be doing another live WTR Games Garage. Once again, playing WWE 2K15 instead of watching how badly my character can suck at getting over it, like some of the most stupid guys I've jobbed to. I'll be going into the WWE 2K Showcase mode, so we'll be reliving one of the feuds either between Triple H and Shawn Michaels or John Cena and CM Punk. Other things you can do in the meantime, go over to wildtalkradio.com and take a look at some of the past archives of things that I've done, such as talking movies with Omega, which I'm sure Omega and I might actually do next time we both see a movie that we both enjoy. Also, head on over to youtube.com/WTR Games Garage, where you will see my unboxing of the collector's edition of WWE 2K15, which I recently put out there, brother edition. Also, reviews, videos getting put up very soon of WWE 2K15, along with Grand Theft Auto 5. Follow me on Twitter at TheMacing, and I think that's everything I'm doing.
All right.
I think.
Well, if there's any more, then we'll give you more opportunity down the road to say more stuff.
Yeah, it's the funny thing about a weekly show. We get weekly chances to plug shit.
Awesome. There you are. All right. Saturday, people like to play Cards Against Humanity. Why don't you hang out with us?
By us, doesn't include Tim because he doesn't play Cards Against Humanity with us.
But well, you never know because, like, lately I've been, like, too busy on Fridays to do it, so, for the last while.
We play on Saturdays, but okay.
Well, whatever. That's what I meant.
Saturdays, 10, we play
Fridays,
cards.
But Saturday.
Saturdays, we play Cards Against Humanity. That leads into the weird, the wacky, the unusual CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, in some way. You can follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR on Facebook.com/cigarettebutts and bandanas. Use the hashtag Blame Rob and check out the website CBRadioLive.com.
There you go. Now, talking about Twitter and all that shit, you can follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums or at Men with Food, by the way.
Hooray.
Yeah, there you go. And also, not only should you follow me, but check out CalgaryFlamesForum.com. Not just for hockey. The Wild Talk Radio Network actually has a...